Hi, hello, welcome. This is the interview with Dakota Simpson, a graduate of architecture from Northern Edge Studio in South Australia. This clip was used to put together the full-length documentary Behind Closed Doors, The Life of an Architect. If you're thinking of entering the architecture or interior profession, you've got to see it. That link is going to be up above or in the description below to check that out. But without further ado, let's get on with the interview.
My name's Dakota and I'm a graduate of architecture.
Awesome. And how long have you been practicing architecture for?
I've been here for 2 months, but I graduated last year.
Okay, awesome. So, why architecture? Why did you want
to
be an architect?
I actually got into the degree by accident. It was kind of just meant to be a bridging course between deciding what I wanted to do outside of university, and then I just fell in love with the degree and kept going with it and don't have a single regret about it now.
That's awesome. Outside of the office, like, do you have any hobbies or like, what do you like to spend your time on when you're not practicing architecture?
Well, originally I was going to be a mechanic, so I spend my time working on cars and building things like that. Yeah. So that's generally what I do. Bit of sport as well, try to keep active where I can.
Do you have a car yourself?
Yes, I do.
What do you
have? My weekender is a 1934 Bedford Ute.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how well did you think that your degree kind of prepared you for the things you're doing today?
I mean, the degree helped a bit, but it's not necessarily everything that you do, so maybe about a 6.
Mm. Why is that? Like, what are some of the biggest differences and or the biggest similarities between working in a firm and then, say, studio or studying your degree?
Well, I guess studio was more about designing something pretty, where actually working in a firm is, well, yeah, you've got to design something that's good, but then working out how that design's actually going to work. There's a lot more of that than what you learnt in uni. But then again, like, I've only been here for a couple of months, so that perspective could change in 6 months' time when I've got more experience.
If you could sum up your experiences of architecture school in either one word or a couple of keywords or a sentence, how would you go about doing that?
Well, I guess it was a good experience. It's different, not something that you generally do in other degrees. A lot more relaxed, I guess, than a lot of other degrees. You've got a lot more freedom of choice of what you want to actually do.
In the morning, either when you get into the office or as soon as you wake up, do you have any like morning rituals or routines that get you started, or do you just kind of get stuck into it?
I kind of just get stuck into it. I mean, I make a coffee before I come, but other than that, it's just get stuck into it, sort of settle yourself in for the day.
And then during the day, what do you find yourself working on the most when you're in the office?
Generally documentation, working out buildings that have already been designed and documenting them to get ready to be sent off.
What do you enjoy most about the things you do?
It's always different. Each project's got a new challenge that you've got to work out. No two projects are the same, so trying to work out how different buildings are going to be structural is definitely interesting.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like architecture is a dream job, you know, 1's just a living hell. How have you found it so far? Like, how much have you enjoyed practicing architecture?
About a 9.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I guess it's not something that I was expecting to do. It's interesting. There's always something new. I enjoy coming into the office every morning. It just keeps me interested in it. I mean, I wouldn't do something if I didn't love it.
What are some of the challenges you face as a graduate of architecture?
I don't have a vast knowledge of everything that's required for me, so I spend time trying to work things out that someone that's had more experience would be able to easily do in 2 or 3 steps. Takes me, you know, 5 or 6, and a lot of back and forth with trying to work out what needs to be done.
If you could go back to when you first started, is there anything you would do differently, or would you have any advice for your younger self?
Don't sweat the small stuff. I mean, first year it was, you know, trying to make everything perfect, and that where there's a lot more behind just a good design. So instead of just trying to make that one aspect of the building perfect, you know, get a better understanding of the whole building and what it needs to do and things like that.
How bloody cool was that? If you haven't checked out the full-length film Behind Closed Doors, The Life of an Architect, you've got to set some time aside for that because it's pretty incredible what some of these guys have to share with you, some information and resources that will be really helpful if you're thinking about studying architecture or you just want to get an insight into the profession. So if you want to check that out, you can click that button to the side here, or if you just want to go on with the next interview, check out that button to the side there. Catch you there.